And welcome everyone to another episode of Small Pods. On today's show, we play a card game called Not Parent Approved, and because of popular demand of dad rants, the kids wanted to also have a rant of their own on today's show. So enjoy today's episode. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Small Pods. And today we are joined with
Lily.
They both said Lily. There you go. Lillian Age. All right. Today we're going to play a game of Not Parent Approved. And on this game, I will take a blue card. And the blue card will have a sentence which has a blank statement in it. And the blank statement needs to be filled in by a red card, which Lily and Adrian will pick up.
No, wait.
Okay, go. Well,
we've played this before, so you didn't have to explain all of that. And plus, there's a burp boss. We have to burp at the start.
That's correct. So whoever is the burp boss between you and Lily will be the one to go first.
Okay. Fight me, Lily. Let's do this.
Burp boss. Round one. Burp. Lily, that wasn't a burp. I don't even want to try.
I can't do a burp.
Oh. I can force myself to burp now.
Okay. So, the winner of the burp boss is Adrian. Yeah. Doing the dab. Alright. So, you get to pick a sentence card. Pick a sentence card, Age. Blue card for you. Go. And loud and clear in the microphone, tell everybody what it says.
My favorite recipe after school snacks includes...
Includes, and there's a blank.
Yeah, includes...
All right, Lily, take a red card.
You're supposed to take seven.
No, but we're just going to take from the top pile because we're doing a quick match.
Oh, okay.
All right, take a card. Okay, now, Adrian, what did your blue card say again?
Includes.
Lily, what did your card say?
The boogeyman.
Can you come in?
The boogeyman.
Adrian?
My favorite recipe for after school snacks includes a boogeyman. My favorite recipe for after school snacks includes
green smoothies that look and taste like diarrhea. Which one did you like better?
After school snacks includes green smoothies that look and taste like diarrhea.
Okay, which one did you like better?
Drum roll, please. Oh, sorry, I dropped that card.
Favorite one is? All right, the green smoothies. He liked that diarrhea taste. Okay, my turn for a blue card.
I hate that.
Okay.
All
right, guys. My blue card says, the best thing to watch on a big screen TV would be blank. Now, can you each grab a red card and tell me what your red card said?
My red card actually says blank.
Well, that means you can make anything up.
Oh, okay.
All right, actually, pick another red card. Okay.
Okay.
Just pick from the top. Come on. Raji, what did your red card say?
Training bras.
Training bras. Adrian had the best thing to watch on a big screen TV would be training bras. Okay, what was your card, Lily?
Guys,
waiting until you get your way.
Guys, it won't actually. Lily's
card, what did your...
Dad.
Hang on.
That won't actually be my favorite, okay?
Okay.
Because it's just a game. I didn't like that.
All right. Lily's card was whining until you get your way. the best thing on a big screen TV would be... depends who's doing the whining. I don't want to see training bras. That is very inappropriate. So I'd go for the whining. Yeah. Only because the training bras were inappropriate. All right. Lily, I know, sorry. Who had the other? Oh, you did, Adrian, didn't you? Oh, no, Lily did. Sorry. All right, blue card for Lily. Come when into the microphone, Matt.
When I grow up, I want to spend my weekends blank.
All right, take a card. Okay. Now, Lily, come. Where's your card? You got to pick one. The agent, what did yours say?
In the indentation of my butt, I'm just sitting in the toilet.
What? Hang on.
Like a huge dump.
Hang on. Loud voice.
Wait, what does that say?
The indentation.
The indentation of my butt after sitting on a toilet to take a huge dump. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to read that. So, when AG grows up, he wants to spend his weekends on indentations on his butt after sitting on the toilet to take a huge dump.
And here is my card.
That's not true.
My card reads, not knowing when to shut up.
When Dad grows up, he wants to spend his weekends not knowing when to shut up.
What do you like better?
That one doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
So I won?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get a blue card?
Yeah.
Okay. So, each pick a red card. And my blue card says, I was shocked when my crush gave me blank. AG, what's your red card say?
What does it say?
I was shocked when my crush gave me blank.
A mouthful of seawater.
I was shocked when my crush gave me a mouthful of seawater. All right, Lily.
Roadkill.
I was shocked when my crush gave me roadkill.
Roadkill.
Roadkill is like something that died, like you ran over it, like a dead possum or a dead bird or something.
Ew.
I like Adrian's. Mouth full of seawater.
Because it's bigger sentences.
Okay, AG, blue card for you. Thanks. Okay. No, I just did that one.
I know, but you have to keep the two cards.
Oh, okay. Right, I'm going to take a red. Lily, take a red.
Yeah.
We'd use that.
Okay. All my cards just have like
okay,
one
Adrian,
word.
What does your blue card say?
Last night I had a nightmare about
blank. This is gonna be funny.
Last night I had a nightmare about blank. Lily, what did your card say?
Beyonce.
Last night I had a nightmare about Beyonce.
Who's Beyonce?
That's not a nightmare. I would call that a
Beyonce
good dream.
Like
alright. Last night, I had a nightmare about breaking out in hives. Okay, which one do you like?
Didn't.
All right.
No, I never win.
Okay.
I just won this once.
Okay, my blue card says, blank killed my pet goldfish. All right, get a red card. Blank killed my pet goldfish.
Buddy.
Go, Lily. Okay.
The science teaches sweaty pot belly.
The science teaches sweaty pot belly killed my pet goldfish.
This is going to be funny.
Adrian?
Fingernails on the chalkboard.
Fingernails on the chalkboard killed my pet goldfish. I'm going with...
Dada, please.
I'm sorry, but I have to go with Lily's.
No!
Everyone likes a fat pot belly.
What's a pot belly?
When you pot belly. Like when daddy has too much dinner and my belly goes pop.
Okay. I got two, but I don't know where my other one went, so I'm just going to take this one.
All right. This will be second last one.
My BFF and I have a secret joke about blank.
Ooh, get a red card, Age.
Who knew?
What was your blue card? My BFF and I had a secret... What?
Had a secret joke.
Had a secret joke about blank.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a lap full of vomit.
So, my BFF... Okay, I'm going to do it in like a sassy voice. My BFF and I have a secret joke about a lap full of vomit. Ow.
All right. Ow. Adrian, what's your card?
Pucking on my teacher's shoes.
Wait, what?
Say it up in a clear voice.
Pucking in my teacher's shoes.
No, puking.
Puking. So we both have something about vomit.
My BFF and I have a secret joke about puking on my teacher's shoes. Oh my gosh.
No, it's in. Not right. On.
Which one do you want?
It says on.
It says on. All right, which one? Adrian. All right, take a blue card, Age.
Adrian never chooses me.
All right, big loud voice in the microphone. Tell us what your card says, buddy.
Last night, I had a nightmare about...
It's the same one.
You didn't even pick one.
Beyonce, here, this is yours. Because you got it.
My BFF.
No, take a new card.
The paw.
Yeah, but
right. This
one. My fave blank is my fave emoji.
Ooh. Oh.
Blank is my fave emoji. Okay. Ready? You got a red card?
Yes.
All right. Mine says a missing hamster.
A missing hamster is my favorite emoji.
Okay, tater tots.
Is my favorite emoji. Which one do you like, Age?
Ready?
Get ready.
Lily.
No.
Lily, take a blue card.
All right.
Last one.
No.
Last one.
Oh, this is the one I just did.
Oh, you want to do some more?
Okay.
Right.
Okay. There will be blank at my frenemy's backyard barbecue.
Alright. Take a red card.
No.
There will be blank at my frenemy's backyard barbecue.
There will be farting, moving away, and acting casual. At my frenemy's backyard barbecue. That was mine.
Let me just say that.
All right, you do that. Go.
What?
Go on, act. Do your acting. Ready? And action.
There will be farting, moving away, and acting casual at my frenemy's backyard barbecue.
Ooh. Well, la-di-da. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, Adrian, what's your card?
Doing funky chicken dance.
Doing a funky... All right.
Say that in a microphone.
Doing the funky chicken dance.
Oh, my
in
butt.
In a clear voice.
You're choking me. Oh, okay. Hey. Say good.
All right. And action.
There will be doing the funky chicken dance at my frenemy's backyard barbecue.
All right. Which one do you like?
I like that one.
My one?
Yeah.
Which was?
Farting, moving away, and acting casual. And acting casual.
Alright. Alright, who got the most blue cards?
I got 3.
I got 18.
No, you didn't even do 18 times.
Just kidding, I got 5.
Alright. I think Adrian is the winner.
Yeah.
Adrian, do your dab dance. No, dab dance.
Oh, okay.
All right, congratulations, Adrian. And that was a game of Not Parent Approved. This is Smallpox. Due to high popular demand of the Dad Rant, we are now going to have a special edition... called Lily Rant. So Lily, what's got you high and cranky this week?
Homework.
Oh,
I am mad about homework. Because teachers, they think it's okay to give you work at home when you want to spend quality time with your family and friends. And sometimes you're even stuck doing it late at night when you're supposed to be in
bed. Which is annoying, because once I had to do that at Mum's house, I had to finish reading, and it was late at night, and I,
slept in bed the whole night.
Why are you doing it so late at night?
Because, we got home, and then we had to go karate, and then swimming, then we had to go home, shower, dinner, then we got to watch something, and we got to go to bed.
Right. Why didn't you do all your homework just then when we got to watch something?
Because I knew you wouldn't pause it when I said, pause it, Adrian, I'm going to do my homework now. And you said, no, go into another room.
So do you think you should be doing work at home?
No.
And why?
Because I think you should spend time with your family. I mean, I don't hate homework. Sometimes it's just really, really stressful. Like, you're doing all this stuff and you have to try and squeeze homework in. And, I think it's just really, really stressful for even your family and your teachers and your adults. Because the teachers, they're like, oh, I need to assign all this homework. Oh, my gosh, this is so stressful. And the adults are like, oh, my gosh, when is my child going to fit in homework? Oh, my gosh, this is so stressing. I'm freaking out.
And how does the kid react when they find out they've got to do all this stuff?
The kid's like, oh, my gosh, how am I supposed to fit this in one day? Because I do my homework on Monday and Tuesday and finish it all so I get to relax. Sorry, I'm eating a grape. Yeah. And sometimes I think homework is okay. Like I said, it's not bad. Like, teachers could even assign homework we could do with our parents, like maybe play with your dog at home, or maybe play a board game with your parents or something.
You do that for homework?
No, we could.
Oh, okay. What do you think would be good homework to get assigned that you could use for everyday life? So if your teachers say, today I want you to go home and...
like, do an activity with your parents or something. Like, say, baking, because that helps you to learn. Because baking is learning and it's fun.
It's life skills.
Yeah. And you can also do, like, drawing. Oh, you could do...
So they would say, today for your projects, I want you to go home and with your parents, draw a picture of...
yeah, whatever, and then bring it in on the next day. Because that's not stressful, that's actually relaxing, because even though you have to fit it in, it's fun.
Yeah. So, say, for example, you're learning about the environment.
Yeah.
And your teacher says, on today's homework assignment, I'd like you to sit with your parents and draw a picture of the planet.
Or they could say, today I'd like you to walk around and see what you can see. Like, I would like you to take a walk outside with your parents and see what you can see outside.
That's a good idea.
Because
then it's interactive and you're learning something, and your parents also can feel like they're participating. So they're taking a walk with you and they're explaining about, I don't know, how the trees give oxygen. Or different animals that you might spot, or maybe different types of cars that drive. That's a very good idea, Lily. Okay, so homework is your Lily rant. Adrian, now it's time for Adrian rant. Adrian.
Your turn.
What's cheesed you off this week?
Drama.
Okay, tell us about the drama.
So, I have 5 friends. 1, Aston. 2, Luca, my BFF, and he's going to come tomorrow. 3, Liam. 4, Jack. 5, Josh.
It's already very, very dramatic right now.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, all right, we're listening.
Okay, so, what happened? So, Dad, can I go all the way back to E1?
My God. We don't have that long. How long?
I'm sorry. Okay, so I'll just do it from this week and next week.
Tell us the drama. Go.
So I'll start it from this week and last week.
Okay.
So, first day last week, we were playing a game. We like this game called Devil. It's a pretty fun game. And we had drama because they made up a new rule and Jack didn't and Aston didn't know anything about it. So there's a hero and a devil, and the devil traps all of the three people.
Oh, I remember this. I played this with you once.
And Jack was the hero, Ashton was the devil, I was a prisoner, Liam was a prisoner, and Luca was a prisoner, and Josh was a prisoner. So, oh yeah, we have six then. Okay, so, when Jack was coming to save us, you have to tap them on the head to save them.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jack, when he was running, Ashton was coming for him and shot out his sharp claws, and in 4 minutes the devil's allowed to kill the people.
Yeah.
And what happened was, Jack, we made up a new rule when we played this last time last year.
Mm-hmm.
The person can kill the devil, but we usually do the devil can kill the person.
Where the hell did you get the ideas for these kind of games? All right, keep going. I'm with you.
Yep.
Okay.
I think this is gonna be for a long time.
I know. I'll cut you off. You gotta keep it growing. Go.
Yeah. And then when Jack killed Ashton, Ashton killed Jack. But then Jack was like, Jack ran to us and went free mm-hmm. and freed us all. But mm-hmm. Ashton was like, no, well, I killed you. And he's like, no, I killed you too. Mm-hmm. And then Ashton was like, but we both died then. No one won. And then he was like, yeah, I won because I freed everyone. And that just kept going on and on and on until Jack tried to punch Ashton. And Ashton grabbed him, put him in a choke position, and threw him to the ground.
Age, this is violent.
Exactly.
You should have been
Can I just start by saying, the drama started when you're playing a damn game called The Devil and you got to kill people.
No.
That's where the drama all started.
I know, Age.
And then all of a sudden...
You being violent with all these games and choking
the
ground?
No, they got in the fight, not me.
Is that the drama though? What happened?
That's not all.
Oh my gosh! All right, can we?
How about we stop it?
No. Tell me what the drama was.
I'm just gonna do from today,
okay.
And then that's it.
Right.
So today we're playing Murder Wink.
Oh my god! Now Murder Wink.
Oh my gosh!
Murder Wink. Murder Wink isn't like a killing game. All you do is wink at someone, and then they just lie down.
Okay, so why don't you just call it Fainting Wink?
Detective. I don't know, I didn't make the game.
Who made the
game?
Murder
Wink is a real game.
Alright, okay, go. Alright, you're playing Murder Wink where you wink at someone and they get killed.
Yeah.
Okay, so they choose the detective, then the detective runs off.
Yeah.
And the people will decide who's the murderer.
Okay.
And the detective would
kind of like Cluedo.
Exactly. And the detective would come back.
Yep.
And he'd try and look at everyone and guess who's the murderer. And when he's looking at one side and the murderer's on the other side, he can kill the person next to him by just winking at him.
Ah, okay.
And then he lies down. But then, when Ashton was the murderer...
I think I used to play this at school.
So,
I don't think we called it Murder Wink, though.
Liam was coming, and he was the detective. And Josh, Liam shot Jack because he thought he was the murderer, but he wasn't. And then Josh shouted out, "It was Ashton!" And they have the detective has two guesses.
Right.
And Josh kept making it all upsetting and boring and all that.
Yeah.
So Jack wanted to exclude Josh.
Right.
So Josh didn't play, and then he told on us, and then we had to let Josh play, but Josh kept making the drama happening again, and then he told the teacher what happened. She didn't really care anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't care either.
And then
keep going.
And then we just went to lines, and then Ashton says, "I know who the time waster is."
Okay. And that's the drama.
Some of it. My goodness, Adrian. Some of it.
Your poor teachers who have to listen to this drama. All right, now.
When I hear people talking about killing,
can I have a turn now?
I just want to kill myself.
Okay.
Which is not actually a true fact.
All right, enough you two. That's enough. All right, now it's time for my dad rant.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I want to go.
So something very bad happened today.
You know, can I just?
What? I had to sit here and listen to your stories. Now you're going to sit here and listen to mine. All right?
It's going too long. It's got...
I don't care.
7 minutes, 900.
All right.
We also have to do guess.
No.
All right, my quick dad rant. So today, driving into work, I had a car accident.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the guy that hit my car wasn't looking where he was going, merged into my lane, hit me right at the front. And then he gets me to roll down my window... while he's jammed into my car, and you know what he says?
What?
He turns and says, "Good morning." Like, what the hell are you talking about? Good morning, you just hit my car. Right? So, I'm trying to reverse, and he's trying to reverse. And I'm telling him, "Well, you just stay where you bloody are, mate. I'll reverse first." So I reverse, get out, I'm taking photos, got his license and everything. And then he's hitting me up going, "Where do you work?" Because I was driving into the markets where I work. And it's like, "Oh, I work over here." And he goes, "Oh, I know somebody who works there." And he rang him up, puts me on the phone with him. And I'm like, "Who's this?" And he told me who it is. And it's David, one of the guys who works for me, or works with me. And it's like, "Oh, okay. So what are you calling you for, mate? You going to pay for my car?" And it's like, "Oh, no." It's like, "Mate," I turned to the person who crashed into me. It's like, "Why are you making me talk to this guy? Is he going to pay for my car? I want your insurance." So it turns out the guy's not even insured. So he's got no insurance, hits my car, bloody, you know, and then he wanted to meet me afterwards and try and settle it, and you know, and try and pay cash for my car or something. And I said, "No, mate, that's it." You know, like, people just are crazy. Go get insured. There's my dad rent. If you can afford to buy a car, you have to buy insurance, okay? If you're buying a cheap and $3,000 piece of crap, you should still get third party, and you still got to pay for my bloody damages, because I'm sick of these people who do not insure their cars, and people who can afford to have a car can get insurance, and you crash into them. I don't want to deal with this crap. I've got enough to deal with. All right? That's why I get insurance, so I don't have to deal with it. Anyway.
Did he go to jail?
Yeah, he went to jail. No.
That's just hot.
He didn't get a job.
Oh, okay.
My second dad rant.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me. I want to go home.
Hey, you guys went forever. Have you guys ever gone to Gold Class?
Yes.
When you watched a movie?
Yeah, Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah. Right. Your pencil fell under the thing.
Whoops.
Gold Class. You know Gold Class, the cinema? Anyway.
Yeah.
Gold Class. Right?
Fast.
You go there, and it's pitch dark, right? You're watching a movie. There's no lights. And what do? They serve you food. Okay, now I don't know about everybody else, but how the hell do you get food and eat? How can you eat food when it's bringing you food in the pitch dark? You can't even see what you're eating, what's in front of you. You know, you can't tell. You're making a mess, like you're dropping food everywhere, all over you. I mean, I have trouble with popcorn, you know, just eating popcorn in the dark and dropping it on me, let alone a freaking drumsticks. And with barbecue sauce and you know, chicken wings and strips and of chips and all this stuff that you get bloody from Gold Class, and you're just making a mess everywhere. You're dropping your drink, you're spilling your wine. It's a nightmare. Do not try if you're going on a date or anything like that, and you want to be romantic. Do not go to Gold Class. because it's a disaster. You're gonna spill crap all over you. You're gonna go out there and you're gonna look like you're a bloody bum off the street with wine all over your shirt and food stains all over your jeans. I don't know who came up with that idea. It's great because the reclining seats, but I can't bloody eat in those things. How the hell do you eat in the dark like that? Like, I don't even know how those people can bring you food. I don't even know where they're going. Like, most of the time, they're walking up and down the aisles about half a dozen times trying to find the seats.
Dad, I think people replace their eyes and they make their eyes, like, see for everything.
Yeah. I think so, too. They replace their eyes. That's a good one, Adrian.
Okay.
Anyway. So, those were my two things. Get bloody insurance and stop serving food in the dark, because all I want to do is lay back with a glass of wine or a beer, know where it is in my hand, and that's it when I watch a movie.
And splobbering.
From now on, I skip the chicken wings because it just makes a freaking mess. And that was my...
Tag Rags!
Wait, can I do the Tag Rags thing? Okay,
three, two, one.
What?
He doesn't even say words. Okay.
I'll try again.
Dad Rags! Dodge
on! All right, that brings us to the end of another show today.
And I hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Right. Same with me.
All right.
Because we were in a great mood today.
Yep, and we also got a few new posts on our Facebook page, including a great project that Lily put together and a very creative writing by her. The kids also went to a fun climbing excursion as well during the weekend with their friends. All right.
Feeling like it's shaking my head.
Anyway, it's all on our Facebook page. Just drop us a line, give us some comments. Check us out. It's late. We're going to bed. See you later.
No. It was an excursion. It was
okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
See you.